This is KNKX. With the Seahawks' early exit from the playoffs this season, many fans are wondering what the team will do in the offseason. Some questions were answered this week as we hear from KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel. Art, the Seahawks extended the contract for general manager John Schneider through 2027. He's been with the team 11 seasons, and some thought maybe he would be ready for a change.
Well, I think it was about the right time if he wanted to do it. He's only 49, and so he is one of the most attractive guys in the market. And there were six or seven teams with vacancies in the general manager post. So this seemed like it could be the moment, because in Seattle, even though they've had great success with 9 playoff bids in 11 years with Coach Pete Carroll, he's not in charge here because Pete gets the final say on all the key decisions. And if John wanted that control, it was there for the taking.
So the Seahawks are sticking with Schneider, but they are not sticking with their offensive coordinator, parting ways this week with Brian Schottenheimer. In a somewhat surprising move, was it the Seahawks' 30-20 loss to the Rams in the wild card playoff game that was the primary reason for that?
Well, I think that was the last straw. I think quarterback Russell Wilson had his worst playoff game of the 16 that he's played in. He completed only 11 passes in 27 attempts for 171 yards. Now, granted, it was against the NFL's best defense, but Russell also lamented that the up-tempo game that he likes to play was absent from the play calling, and I think that was, it's a shot at Shoddy. And also, I think Pete Carroll got frustrated over the second half of the season when the offensive numbers continued to decline, because it seemed like Schottenheimer couldn't come up with a countermeasure to beat the defense's response to the deep shots thrown to wide receivers DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett. They put two safeties back there, and the Seahawks never developed a move to break that defensive success. And I think that was the motivating factor in making a change. But it was still a bit of a surprise, because in Carroll's Monday postmortem with reporters, he said he expected all of his assistant coaches to return.
So now they have this vacancy. Who do you think might succeed Schottenheimer?
Well, there's a field of several names, and the two that most intrigue me are head coaches who've just recently been fired. One is Doug Peterson, who's a native of Ferndale, Washington, up near the Canadian border, and grew up a Seahawks fan. He got fired from the Eagles, who were Super Bowl champions 3 years ago, and Peterson was hailed for his offensive innovations then. And the other candidate is Anthony Lynn, who was recently fired by the Los Angeles Chargers, even though he had a 33-31 record and had a lot of success this year with rookie Justin Herbert from the University of Oregon, who was the best rookie quarterback in the league this year. So I think it would be interesting to see if Pete could mesh with guys who've been NFL head coaches. He said that he wants to be told the truth by honest assistants. And if that's the case, two guys with head coaching experience in the NFL would be able to push back. And I think that's something that Pete Carroll needs to hear. And those two guys would be at the top of my list if John Schneider wants to call me and ask.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.